Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Kettle Cook Presents Crunch Time. My special guest is cornerback Nolan Carroll. Nolan, Eric Rowe, rookie, has an interception. Mm-hmm. Walter Thurman, who has never played safety before this season, has two interceptions. Mm-hmm. Even Jordan Hicks, in his first extensive action on defense, he gets an interception. When are you going to get yours this season?
Hopefully it's this game. I thought it was going to be that pass game, but Walt hit it out of my hands. But I know I'll get one. And, you know, I'm not selfish. As long as we're all getting interceptions, we're all forcing turnovers. You know, that's all that's important right now. Our defense is playing really well, I think. We're all coming together as a group, and we're going to continue to grow every single week.
Now, you were recruited to Maryland as a receiver originally. Mm-hmm. So is that inability to get the ball the reason they had to put you on the defensive side?
No, actually, I wouldn't get any playing time. We had a lot of receivers. We had Darius Hayward Bay, seventh overall pick 1 year. We had a bunch of other guys, too, so it was hard for me to try and get on the field. So I was presented with an opportunity to play on the defensive side, and the rest is history.
So you started with playing a different type of football. Mm-hmm. You played soccer a lot growing mm-hmm. up. How do you think that developed the skills to allow you to play cornerback in the NFL?
I really think it's just a lot of hand-eye coordination, quickness, and a lot of things that, you know, kind of helped me transitioning from soccer to football, and I was able to use a lot of those tools to play the position that I'm playing now. I think soccer helped me a lot with that, just change direction, being fast, quick. All those things kind of helped me be the type of player that I am now.
Do you think you could have been a college-level soccer player? Do you think there was a future on that side?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I had people that wanted me to play at the college level, but around that time, that's when I kind of stopped playing my junior year, and I really started focusing on football, and that's when it kind of died down a little bit, you know. But I had a good, healthy enough amount of schools come to me and want me to play soccer. But it was one of those things where I saw the opportunity to play football. I saw the opportunity to get a scholarship. You know, I got scholarships early. I got a scholarship my junior year, you know, probably like 3 or 4 weeks into the season. So I figured, why not just let me go ahead and just continue playing with football, you know, don't have my parents worry about paying for school, and that's what I really focused on.
Well, your high school coach was begging for you to play football. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. At the time, you know, I had to babysit my little brother, and nobody else could really watch him because both my parents were working, and my sister, she was doing her after-school program. So me being the oldest one, I had to take on the responsibility of watching him, picking him up from elementary school. And, you know, my mom wasn't having that. She didn't want me to play football at all. And my coach, who lived right down the street from me, you know, he basically just begged my mom for a while, you know, from my freshman year going into almost my sophomore year, right before, like, 2-3 days before camp. You know, he really was just harping on and begging her, and he showed her the possibilities that could happen if, you know, he just let me play football, and he was going to help me worry about my education, and if I were to do the things on the field that I needed to do, I was going to get a scholarship. And what he did was really just present to my mom that you don't want to pay a bunch of money. You don't want to pay $30,000 a year for him to go to school. You'd rather be for free, right? And she said, yeah. And so basically he made an agreement with her. He said, if you come to, I think it was the third game of the season, he told me this when I got into the league. I had no idea, but he told me, when you come to the third game of the season, if he doesn't score a touchdown, then you can take him out. He doesn't have to play football anymore. And, you know, luckily that night was a good night for me.
He definitely made sure.
Yeah, I had three actually that night, so everything worked out.
You grew up in a military family. Mm-hmm. What was the toughest aspect of that upbringing?
Just the discipline aspect of it. You know, for my parents, they were really strict about always being on time and listening to your elders. And when you're a kid, it's kind of hard to do that because you always want to do what your friends are doing. And my friends, a lot of them, they didn't have that military background that I had with my parents. So they were off doing whatever they really wanted to do, and I couldn't do that because my parents are, you know, you have to be in before the sun is down. You have to be in at this time. No, you can't go out to these parties. You can't go hang out with these friends. And, you know, I see it now. I'm glad they were strict like that because it helped me be a better person, a better adult now, and just seeing that the decisions that I could have made back then probably wouldn't have been the best, you know, but they looked out for me and my best interest, and, you know, I'm glad they were able to do that.
Now, your father, are you strict with your son?
I don't want to be because I know how my dad was. I'm kind of lenient because I kind of see how my son is getting. He's very inquisitive. He's very, he likes to venture off. He likes to, he's adventurous, you know, and I can see that. I was like him at that age. I can see myself in him. So, you know, I'm not going to be strict, but, you know, I definitely will keep him in line if he starts to stray a little bit. But, you know, I just want my son to be able to just enjoy life and figure things out.
Nolan Carr, our special guest this week on Lay's Calico Presents Crunch Time. I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.